The recipe for the Hairy Rock Show.
2 teaspoons of pearl jam for Si.
A handful of scorpions for Dave.
Some chili peppers, of course.
Drizzle with some four-stroke oil. And add 2 generous portions of Telechef.
I'm Si.
And I'm Dave.
And you're listening to The Hairy Rock Show.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and The Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Hairy Rock Show. And guess what? It's Burn the Effigy Night. Yay! It's Bonfire Night. Oh, we've got all sorts of stuff. We've got buns in the oven. We've got sparklers, we've got fireworks, we've got rockets, we've got Catherine wheels, we've got those things that blow your plant pots up when you stick them in them. So we'll try not to do that, make sure it's the right way up. Right, hello and welcome. It's me on my own again on Bonfire Night. Dave's lit a very, very large rocket, attached it to his inside trouser leg, and he's now on his way to Venus. He'll be back next week, though, which I'm pleased to say, because it's very lonely in the studio without...
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
I like being naked. I'm naked as much as I possibly can be. It's pleasant. I try not to do it in public, though, unless I'm on a nudist beach. Well, it's more a naturist beach. I have been on one. Anyway, here's a one-pot wonder to make you feel lovely. It's perfect for Bonfire Night. It's called a Big Osh. Big Osh stew. Now, all of you lovely Polish folk that listen to us will know exactly what Big Osh is. Dave and I cooked it with a load of dancers, of traditional Polish dancers in a wood. We cooked it in a wood. And it was fabulous. And it's Big Osh stew, and it's got potatoes in it and veggies and paprika and oh, it's just epic. It's got sausages in it and, oh, man, it's flipping marvellous. Onions and, oh, yes, Polish sausage, tomatoes, chicken or beef stock, juniper berries, caraway seeds, pork belly, you name it. Sauerkraut it's got in it, so it's massive. It's a big, hearty stew. Do it for Bonfire Night because it's brilliant. And that's it. And it's on the website. On the Planet Rock website, where you can find it in the normal place.
The Hairy Rock Show. With the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Oh, you're listening to the Hairy Rock Show on Planet Rock coming up next. It's email time after Crime of the Century. Guess who this one's from? No, you're right. You're right. It's Dave. David. David Volkering. And the subject is wedding. Hi, guys. I love the show. Thank you, David. That's the crawling out the way. I am getting married on... Ooh, are you? I'm getting married in March 2018. I was listening to your show the other day and you said you like to talk to fans and stuff as it's them who pays your wages, which is very true. It is, because you do pay our wages in some weird, weird system of the way that the world works. If you didn't listen to us or watch our teleprograms, we'd be on the dole. With that in mind, me and my future wife would absolutely love it if you would consider being our wedding night DJs. Love to hear what you think. Many thanks, Dave. That's what we do. Dave and I rock. If we're in a hotel and we're bored and there's something on, we'll go and stick our head round the corner and just see if we can get away with it. We've done that loads. We were in Northern Ireland once and we ended up at this wedding reception, David. It was absolutely hilarious. We ended up at this, the whole crew was at this random woman's wedding reception. And one of our director, who was then very handsome, very young and very single, copped off with one of the bridesmaids. And they had a relationship for months. Me and Dave were stood there at the end of the bar going, another drink then? Yeah, might as well, Kingy. Yeah. Oh, hold on. Do you fancy a dance? Yeah, let's have a dance. So off we went. That was great. No, we do things like that, David, but not for you. So do write in again. We think you're great.
Si and Dave's Sunday Roast Amnesty.
On Planet Rock.
So you'll never guess who. You know, I've been saying that most of the people that send emails in are called Dave, right? Well, name Dave Davidson. You're joking. Dave Davidson, and the subject is pie crusts. Hey, dear me. Hi, Si, hi, Dave. My name is Dave Davidson. Yeah, I've got that. My parents had so little imagination, they couldn't be bothered to think of a different first name. Sorry, I snorted there. No, fair dues, dude. Dave Davidson. Anyway, my problem is me pie crusts, not me name. I don't know. Anyway, I like a pie, especially at this time of year, indeed. My bottom is always soggy, though. I've tried it all. Blind baking 50%, then adding the filling. Nothing works. Any tips? Cheers, fellas. Dave. Yes. Samolina. Stick it in the bottom, put your filling on the top, whack it in the oven, and I can... The other tip as well, actually, is to, if you can, get a baking tray, a hot baking tray as well, and stick it on a hot baking tray with the semolina, so you've got your pie base, and stick it on a hot baking tray. So as soon as you've put your pastry in, your pie dish, layer of semolina, your filling, and then the top, bring a hot baking tray out of the oven, stick your pie in its entirety on that hot baking tray, whack it in the oven. I can guarantee you will not have a soggy bottom. Dave Davidson, I sincerely hope that has helped. You haven't got a daughter called Harley, have you?
Planet Rock's Hairy Rock Show with Si and Dave.
Planet Rock.
That was the mighty Joanne Shaw Taylor. What a guitar player that woman is. Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. Really good. Ready to roll. Now look, it's time for another email. And you'll be pleased to hear it's not from Dave. It's from Rob. Rob Brooks. Oh. Subject, size buttocks. Steady on, Rob. You know, I mean, you know, normally ask for a drink first. You know. I was listening to your show some weeks ago when you gave a tip to avoid the old numb bum on extended rides. I have a BMW K1200 and it's very nice. Well, that's a matter of opinion. I regularly do 150 plus miles in a day. No problem. Well done, Rob. That's good. That's a committed motorcyclist, Robert. I've recently got my childhood dream bike, a 1982 Nighthawk CB750. Wow, yeah. Nice look. Yeah. It is gorgeous, but vibrates... they were pretty renowned for that, like, to be fair. It's gorgeous, but it vibrates like a road drill compared to my BMW. Well, because the BMW is just short of a car. How can I save my buttocks from their vibration hell? Please, any tips? Do you know what you need to do? Other than wearing the tightest pair of underpants you've got, I would suggest that you just enter a state of zen-like pleasure and try and manoeuvre your buttocks away from the seat, because there's nothing that's going to save your buttocks from your vibration hell other than not riding a 1982 Nighthawk CB750. Sorry, Rob, can't be any more helpful than that.
You've been listening to the Hairy Rock Show podcast. For more of us, head over to the Planet Rock website at planetrock.com.
The Hairy Rock Show, Sunday from 10 a.m.
And listen again Tuesday evening from 7. Planet Rock.